We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
But here's the thing, Al. We immediately contacted Dr. Robert McLaughlin to try to see if he could do some quick testing on it to see if it works. Ladies and gentlemen, our own physician, Dr. Bob, is with us. Hi, Dr. Bob.
Morning, Angelo. Dr. Bob McLaughlin, non-practicing clinical psychologist. We only do emergency surgeries because of the coronavirus.
All right, doctor, thank you very much for that. Now, we really need your findings out of this story out of Florida that sticking a blow dryer up your nose will kill the virus.
No, stop it. Stop it. And say Jonesy tried that to solve his toilet paper problem and it didn't work.
No, it does not work. So it doesn't work.
That's one way to do it. Wouldn't be my way. I recommend something else.
What?
You may try to heat your finger up to 400 degrees and then pick your nose.
That might work.
All right.
You got to pick lighter, Angelo.
Right.
Or you might want to sit on your hand to warm it up too. Take a little longer, but it'll get you there.
All right.
But the thing about your nose, see, the nose carries bacteria.
Mm, right.
And Angelo, your nose probably carries enough bacteria for the whole city of Philadelphia, maybe the state of Pennsylvania. But not all bacteria is bad. Some bacteria are good. Got to separate the good from the bad.
Right.
Your bacteria is bad. You give it a timeout. Make that bacteria sit in the corner.
What?
In the corner of your nose. You got a bad back? That's where it comes from. Bad bacteria.
No, that is, doctor, that is not accurate.
See, now, a blow dryer up your nose is going to burn you. If you burn your nose, you lose your sense of smell. Then you know you got the virus.
No, that's not, doc. The virus causes the lack of sense of smell. That's not what it is.
If you work with Jonesy, you should do that even if you don't have the virus.
All right, lose your sense of smell. I understand what you're saying there, doc. Right.
And there it goes again. Through the blow dryer, probably fine in some circumstance. Curling iron, not so good.
Nope.
You got to watch your nose hairs. Hairs catch fire.
Yeah.
And you need you got the blow dryer down. You put the fire extinguisher up there after the blow dryer, and maybe get a hot sausage.
No, that is not. What am I? A hot sausage out of your nose?
If the blow dryer doesn't work, you might want to use a vacuum cleaner.
What?
Vacuum cleaner.
Don't use it at the same time as your electric toothbrush. You'll blow a fuse.
What the hell?
This is not the information we wanted. Now, let me turn you to another topic, all right? Mike Huckabee.
All right, hold on. Turn around. All right.
Mike Huckabee. Now, this is something Jonesy was interested in. He said people running out of toilet paper could use the cob of a corn.
Corn cob.
To clean themselves. Do you agree with that, Doc?
Certainly. Everybody knows that. Right. I agree with Huckabee. The corn cob is very resourceful, see?
Yeah.
Some people use a cucumber.
No, they don't. They did not use a cucumber.
Hello.
What are you talking about, doctor?
If your behind is real big, you use an eggplant.
No.
Eggplant.
This is not good information, Mr. Dr. Bob.
Some people like pickles. Peter Pike will pick the pack of pickle poopers.
No, that is not.
It does rhyme.
It's not what it is.
You got to improvise in difficult times.
Right.
You know, if you don't have a bidet in your house, you have a garden hose or maybe a water pick.
All right, I'm going to place a garden hose in my rear end, Doc. That what you're saying?
Again.
What do you mean again? What do you mean? Doctor, this is not good information.
Worst comes to worst, you just go on your neighbor's lawn. He ain't coming out.
What?
He goes. He stay at least 8 feet from you.
Right.
But the thing to do is you leave your pants off, you get Jonesy's dog, Leo, you throw a bone in front of him, then sit down and let Leo chase and drag you all the way across the lawn.
No.
That would work.
Dr. Bob, yeah. That's horrible.
Clean you real fast, but your lawn won't win any prizes on Home and Garden.
Is that it, Dr. Bob?
For now, that's all we have right now. I got surgery coming in tomorrow.
All right. And should I pay the girl on the way out?
The girl on the way out, if you would so, because and tip her, too. Because a lot of people getting burnt.
All right, Dr. Bob, thank you so much for apparently all the testing did not reap the results we had hoped for.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.